This is episode number 2282 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 29th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The Queen has spoken.
The Queen?
Not the Queen. Oh. Momager.
Oh, Momager. Okay. I get it.
He always treats her like a queen because he sucks up.
Who's that?
Lord Scott.
Oh, Lord Scott Disick.
Shalt always remain part of the family.
Ah, God.
Well, he is the father to her grandchildren.
Well, okay, right, but, I mean, so, not like they're letting Black China around. She's the mother to Rob's daughter, so whatever.
That's just one.
That's true. That is true.
One you can kind of, you know,
I get
skate
it.
By
I get
a little
it.
Bit.
I totally get it.
So in a rare social media comment, Momager Kris Jenner responded to a recent Page Six report that quoted a source as saying that Lord Scott has been kind of excommunicated by the family because the priority is her new husband, Travis Barker.
There will always be room for Scott.
Camera time and such.
I believe there will always be room for Scott because he's part of the train wreck. And well, I think, you know what? Here's the other part I think. I actually think Ryan Seacrest likes him.
Yeah,
I think this is part of it. It's like he, you know, Scott is made for Ryan. I'm just saying.
You think so?
Oh, yes. I think he's a Ryan favorite. So I don't think Scott's going anywhere.
Well, I mean, again, he's the baby daddy, so, you know, it has to come pick up the kids for visitation and such.
And you know what? Travis Barker is not going to be the antagonist that Scott is on camera. So you're not going to get that, you know,
that
yin
is
and
true.
Yang. You're just going to get this sweet, lovable drummer guy.
That is true.
You know.
And they want the antagonist. They want the drama.
The antagonist. Of course they want that drama.
But Momager claims, she claims that Lord Scott will never be excommunicated from our family.
Yeah.
And it was in an Instagram post, naturally.
All right.
He's the father of my grandchildren and a special part of our family.
That. Whatever. Okay.
But they've always been kind of close.
Yeah, I guess so.
She likes her men younger.
Well, he's not her man, but okay.
Well, no, because I don't think she would even go there. But you never know. In the pilot of the Kardashians, he tells Khloe he felt hurt about being left out of their events.
Oh, God. You know what? You're not part of the... All right.
And okay. So Lord Scott told Khloe, all I need is just to be acknowledged. Do I even mean anything to anyone?
Oh, my God. And see, that's part of the magic.
He can be
writhing in self-pity and everybody puts up with it.
Of course.
You know, I think that's part of the deal.
We also witnessed Momager mentioning that no one goes against the family last season.
No one goes against the family.
Earned her a Who Cares News title of the godmother.
Yes, we're calling her the godmother. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, she didn't get that song.
Well, we'll come up with one.
Yeah.
No one goes against the family. I guess that means Scott's around for a while. Oh, boy.
He's part of the family. Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Now, basically, anytime Keanu Reeves is in the news...
You care.
I care.
And I don't. So that's why. That's why it's in the Who Cares.
But he made it because, you know, he's Keanu Reeves.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Keanu. Anyway. Sorry, I got
had a moment there. I know.
He made a surprise cameo at a wedding reception in England last weekend.
Huh.
England? What are you doing? No, Keanu,
maybe he's
don't
filming
stay
like John
here.
Wick 4, maybe?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be cool?
The groom, wasn't there 4? No.
No, 3.
3.
Yeah. 4's in the works. I don't know if he's...
The groom spotted Keanu at their hotel in Northamptonshire.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry if I said it wrong. And he invited him to join those attending the wedding for a drink.
Huh.
I mean,
why
not?
What do you say if you're a celebrity, somebody comes up to you and they say, oh, we're having a wedding. You know, do you politely bow out and go, you know what, I'd love to, but we're taking off that day and I'm not going to be here.
Of course you can politely bow out.
You know, but if you're Keanu Reeves, you don't do that. You say, sure, happy to come. When is the event? When is the blessed event?
Well, obviously it was going on right then. So he was very friendly, and he said he would later on.
Well, okay. That's really
so
good for
the bride.
Keanu
this is what the bride, her name is Nikki Road Knight.
Uh-huh. Road Knight.
Road Knight.
I love British names. British surnames are great. Anyway.
They are.
Road Knight.
According to the bride.
I could say a lot of things about Road Knight, but I won't.
What started off as just someone's name has taken the left in Albuquerque.
That's true.
As usual.
As usual.
So according to the bride, we didn't know if he would or not, but it was the coup that my husband had spoken to him.
Oh, my.
So when a hotel staff member later told the bride that a very special guest was looking to speak with her, she was very excited.
I'm sure she was.
I'd be pushing the groom to the side.
You'd be knocking his butt down.
Keanu Reeves was kind enough to do some pictures with the bridal party.
Oh,
and then
cool.
And I would say, if I'm standing by the groom and we're doing some pictures, it'd be like, you're out of here. Come on, Keanu, you stand beside me in my bridal, in my wedding dress.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
He's a married man. He's married to a wine owner, writer. Everybody knows it.
So he did some pictures, and then he took the time to speak to some wedding guests, and he had more photos done.
Oh, this is so cool.
And he
cool
didn't
of him.
Have to do that.
Of course he did.
He said later on he didn't have to show back up.
Oh, I mean, he could have just said, look, I've got another engagement. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. But he stopped, and you know what? This is what
he's
you do.
He's so cool.
This is what you do when you're a public figure. You do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And it made the news, and it's a good news thing, not so much a who cares news thing. And
it's a good news
thing. Good on
him.
Yes. Good on him. That's
See,
awesome.
I care.
And a lifetime of memories for Mrs. and Mr. Road Knight. I changed my name.
I wonder if that's her married name.
Yeah, I think that's her married name.
So good on you, Keanu.
We'll have to apologize to Halle Berry. And,
I'd like to take some pictures with you.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Down, girl, down. Have a great day, and
this and your little you and Halle Berry. Good Lord.
And
that's all the news you could care less about and care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.